True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
WEEI Afternoons back here at Fenway Park on a Friday afternoon leading up to Red Sox Yankees. We're in the Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on F-Series, official truck of the Red Sox. Joining us now in our Ford Clubhouse studio, Rob Bradford, the man, the myth, the legend. Baseball isn't boring. Bradfo coming in. And of course, as always, Bradfo is presented by McFarland Energy. The heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on at McFarlandEnergy.com.
Great movie, by the way.
But, McFarland!
By the way, so, Ted, I was telling you the traffic situation.
Yeah.
I'm with you. For all of you people out there, here's my advice to you. Number one, don't cut people. Don't take the lane that you aren't supposed to take and then cut in. I hate that. But in the meantime, while you're sitting there, just yell McFarland. Roll down your window right now and yell McFarland.
McFarland!
Makes everything better. So there you go.
What
there
if a McFarland van cut you off? And would that be okay?
I would just, that would be fine. It'd be, McFarland! It's an omen that things are about to get better. So there you go.
Okay, speaking of things about to get better and omens, hopefully, how are we feeling about this big series between the Yankees and the Red Sox this weekend?
Science would suggest the Red Sox can beat the Yankees because they've won, what is it, 6-7?
I believe so, yeah.
They lost the first one to them, and they've won the rest of them. So, but number one, don't sleep on the Yankees. Like, this is one of the things, after the Red Sox beat them last time, everyone was like, they stink.
Everybody, nationally, too.
Yeah, and all they do is hit home runs. If they don't hit home runs, their bullpen isn't what everyone said it was. No, every team is flawed. They're flawed, but they're still a really good team that can beat anyone just like the Red Sox. So I think that the Red Sox obviously have these guys lined up. So that is something in their favor. Now, we were just looking at the lineup because through the miracle of modern technology, they have the lineup right here in the studio.
Yuck.
And yeah, well, I mean, this isn't what you had at Yankee Stadium last time. And most notably, you don't have Roman Anthony
to hit a bomb.
Yeah, that would help.
Yeah.
Yeah, home runs are good.
Home runs are good.
Home runs are good.
For both teams.
Yeah, so.
Plus, the Yankees had, didn't they have President Trump, like, sizing up Aaron Judge?
Oh, how about that?
He's got muscles and whatever.
I love that. I love when, so, President Trump goes into the Yankees clubhouse, and he goes, the Red Sox, they asked to come in. What am I going to do? But by the way, they came in and they won 15 straight. So you crap it on the Red Sox for begging to come in the Oval Office. And then you're basically saying, okay, you won 15 in a row. But hey, you know what? Maybe that was it. I don't know. We're trying to figure out.
A Trump bump? Is there a Trump bump?
I know there's a BIB bump. I don't know about a Trump bump. Yeah.
Trump bump? What if the Yankees get it and go on a roll here?
I mean, again, it's that we,
you seem a little unnerved.
No, we try to figure out what the right. No, I'm not unnerved. I'm like Ted. I'm sitting in traffic all day.
You both have what it is. You're frenetic. You can't calm your body down. I'm a little frenetic-y right now.
Yeah, I was just in the Red Sox clubhouse too. These series are like weird. Like, I don't know what the football equivalent is. in terms of when you just have everyone descend on you and the clubhouse gets really, really crowded and the field gets crowded and everybody's here. I like the games. I think tonight is going to be awesome. I think the crowd is going to be awesome. A Friday night game already is good. Mm-hmm. Then you integrate the Yankees, a game that means something. But I just want the game to start, is what I'm saying.
Well, what was the energy like in the locker room? Is there a different vibe?
No, not really. No, not really. You like to think so, but I think it's more of you're bobbing and weaving your way through more media members.
It's just a bigger game, so there's more people.
It's more people. Okay. And I think that these guys, at this point, they understand these are big games, but it's another game. Yeah. The season is so long, it's just, all right, we show up, we do our work. I talked to Peyton Tolley a little bit, and that's an interesting guy for me. And I came on the show here, and that first day, and
awesome,
awesome. But since then, welcome to the major leagues, right? Yeah. I mean, a couple times it hasn't been so good, but this is the learning experience. And talking to him, you're reminded that despite having the Paul Bunyan image, he's 21 years old.
No, I know. It's
right?
crazy.
Right. Yep. And so when you talk to him, you're like, okay, he's still figuring out. He's still wide-eyed.
He's a year younger than Drake May, and he looks like he's 10 years older than Drake May.
Yeah. Yes. And he's already had more success than
Drake. Man.
Oh, whoa. What are we doing?
Tell me when he scores, all right? Tell me when he scores.
Not sure the jobs are the same.
They both are responsible for one win as a starter, though, right?
Ooh, yeah, there true. You go. Look at you, the stat truck.
That
I
is
like
true.
It,
so, can I ask you? Okay, can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
You, man.
I'm greedy. Get out of the way here.
He's wound up about baseball today.
If you're the Red Sox, what are you losing the most sleep over? Like, because there's a lot of things that kind of springed up for this team. It was, just when they were hitting good, okay, then now we need a fourth starter because Dusty May, blah, blah, blah. What do you think is their biggest concern at this point in the season?
I think that the starting rotation not living up to expectations. And so I can talk about that for a starter. That is a concern. You're rolling out rookies in bullpen games for that for a starter position. That is not ideal. I know that everyone wants to get excited about Conley early and Peyton Tolley and Kyle Harrison. That's fine. And some of them might hit. But ideally, you would have Merrill Kelly sitting there in that number four spot saying, go get him in the postseason. But that said, you still have to – this is going to be – whether it's Roman Anthony or not, you still have to get those top three guys at their best, Giolito, Bayo, and Crochet. I mean, this is it. This is how this team is built. This we talk about – forget about the Trump bump. That's how they got on that win streak, by having good starting pitching. And so I just feel like that is the biggest thing right now. Now, we can look at the lineup and say, well, can they score runs? But every time we say that, they score runs.
They always do.
Yeah, it's
always
so bizarre.
Do. Right.
Yeah. But I think that's the biggest thing. And the big picture that you have to – all good postseason runs, as you guys know, watching previous postseason runs from the Red Sox, whether it's Beckett, Lester, Schillick, whatever it is, Pedro, you have a couple guys who get on my back, we're going through this, mm-hmm. and I'm going to carry you. They need to identify those guys, and those guys probably are at least two of those three guys.
And doesn't that give you a reason to have optimism in this series? Because those are the
pitchers. Yeah, but better get that version of them. In other words, I can play devil's advocate and say, well, Crochet before last one wasn't good.
Yep.
You don't know what territory you're entering in terms of his innings. You have Bayo. Fine, but you're almost waiting for the shoe to drop in that situation. He's going deeper in the season. You don't know how that's going to manifest itself. And then Giolito's sort of been up and down lately. I think that they'll be good, and you at least have the capability of them being good. But I think that this is another reason why it was important, not to keep belaboring this, but it was important to say, all right, Merrill Kelly, all right, Shane Bieber, you're our backup plan in case one of these other three guys aren't working out.
And if those guys aren't working out, then it doesn't make Whitlock and Chapman on the back end as relevant, right?
Yeah, it doesn't help when if you're two runs down.
Right, exactly.
And that's another thing, Ted. I mean, we can go through the lineup, and we can go through whatever. Chapman potentially, his velocity's been down a little bit, but the guys leading up to this, they need to find another righty reliever that can pitch in high leverage situations too. So there's a few different things, but it comes back to what we said before about the Yankees. All the American League, I don't want to say it stink, but it's so wide open. It's crazy how wide open. Like, tell me, who is the best team in the American League? Detroit? Dan's ready to go with this one.
No, I heard something on MLB Network. They had three guys, three different answers. It was the Mariners, the Yankees, and the Red Sox that were picked.
And by the way, the team with the best record, Detroit wasn't mentioned.
Right. And neither was Toronto.
And there was a time when the Astros looked like they were the best team, you know, a couple months ago.
And everybody wanted to anoint the Mariners after the trade deadline.
Oh,
everybody wanted to, and then it didn't really come to fruition right away, and it was like, are they as good as they should be?
And so now they're playing well. So which version are you going to get with them? You have the Rangers sitting there, as we talked about. I mean, they're right there. And if the Rangers get in, even without Eovaldi, I'm going to mention Merrill Kelly for the fifth time.
I was going to say, that's a lot.
I don't care. I get a dollar. Someone bet me. But you know, you have him. You have a decent team. You have a team as anybody. So, yeah, I mean, there isn't a team that has pulled away, even at this point. What is it, September 12th? Even at this point, it's insane to think that no team is – we ask this question, and you get three different answers. You could probably get five different answers if you had five people, and the Red Sox would be one of them.
And that's one of the reasons I've said all along that if they can get in the postseason, I kind of feel good about them just because of the Crochet-Chapman idea. Like, you have an ace.
Yeah.
So you could basically win a first game with those two guys, and I know you'll be matched up against another ace in that series, but that gives you a shot. And if you get game one – now you're feeling good. Who knows? Bayo comes out, whatever. So when you have that real ace and that real closer in the postseason, I feel like you have a shot, a puncher's
and
shot.
I know, and I'll give you another one that you should feel good about if you get into the postseason. And I know, I'm not just saying this because he sits in this chair once a week. It's Alex Cora.
You don't have to convince us.
Right, I know.
Why are you laughing about that?
No, I don't know, the way you said it.
We got his back.
But
we get accused of carrying Alex Cora's water sometimes.
No, you don't. No. You ask good questions.
Go to the Twitch chat or on social media or the text line?
I go to none of those things. Yeah.
Well, to be fair, some people are beyond saving because unless you ask why haven't you been fired yet, they're not going to like
that. That is true. There's a lot of Cora hate.
And this go back to the Cora's year, right? For the first 2 months, there was a lot of fire Cora.
Yep,
a lot of it.
But I will say this is that we can only give benefit of the doubt based on what you have done in the previous times. And in 2018 and in 2021, he outmanaged the other guy on the other side of the field. He, especially in 2018, I mean, that guy was on a heater like I haven't seen a manager. Mm-hmm. It was incredible. So whether it's knowing who to use from the starting rotation in the bullpen, whatever it may be, finding the right platoon. Remember in 2018, people forget you were platooning third base, first base, and second base. Brock Holt hit for the cycle, the only guy who had ever done in the postseason, and he sits the next game. Alex Cora has proven himself to be a good postseason manager, so I think that that's another check in that Red Sox box.
Well, you don't have to convince me. I was there in 2017 when they brought us home a championship.
All right. You're in Boston.
I got to ask you about Bregman, who was on that team. Alex, not hitting the ball that good. People are talking about his contract. What do you know anything about his future here? And can you explain? And are you worried about him not hitting right now?
Well, it was talking to you guys. I talked to Boris, his agent in Anaheim, and after pulling a hamstring, because you have to lean down to talk to him because he's talking in a pit underneath the ground. But the couple things that I took away now. So Scott Boris, I think, obviously wants Alex Bregman probably to say, "I want you to opt out of this contract." I don't think there's any question. And so he's saying, well, okay, here he kept dropping qualifying offer. And what he's saying is there was a qualifying offer attached to him before. That's why he didn't get the big deal he wanted. It happened with other guys, Matt Chapman and Correa and Snell. And it would happen again if Bregman opted out. So that's one thing he kept repeating. Another thing he kept repeating was, well, the Red Sox have basically, he didn't say this flat out, but gotten over on all these guys, gotten these contracts at affordable rates. They have all this money, so now they can go spend it. Now they could go spend it on Alex Bregman. Okay, fine. All fair points by Alex Bregman's agent. I still think there's a good chance he doesn't opt out because he likes it here. It's still $40 million. It's okay. He can opt out after next year. I also wonder this, is that, is Alex Bregman much more valuable to the Boston Red Sox than any other team that he would go to? So he would go to, if he goes in the free agent market, let's play this out. He goes there, they're like, well, okay, you're good. We know what you do in the clubhouse and all this stuff, but look at your second half. You missed 7 weeks. The free agent year for Alex Bregman hasn't been a slam dunk from the outside, yep. but from the inside, can you imagine the Boston Red Sox without Alex Bregman?
No.
I mean, he is undeniably like the perfect fit for this organization in a lot of ways.
I love it. He's not opting out. He is not opting out. He's having a blast here. He is. I think he's at the end of his career. I just see he's come here.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
With this kind of mindset that I'm going to really have fun. I already got my kind of my world championship. I'm going to come here and be a part of a great town.
His wife goes to school here. I mean, yeah. Like maybe 2% of it, but still, who knows?
I think he loves it here. I don't think he's opting out. I don't think, and I think, Rafa, you're right. What you think he's going to get more than $40 million?
Well, the total will be more. Like, it's right. It's going to be more years, well, more total dollars.
He's looking for years. So what I would say, so when Boris is talking to me, he's talking about how the qualifying offer limited the ability to sign a guy for long term. Mm-hmm. Guy in his 30s long term. Now, I would say this. There were offers for long term. He could have signed with Detroit for a longer term deal. So it wasn't like there wasn't anything out there, but I think that that's what he would be looking
Why
for.
Why didn't he?
Well, probably the AAV was higher. AAV was higher with the Red Sox.
Okay.
And the Red Sox basically didn't seal that deal until they finally said, okay, you can have the opt-outs.
Okay.
And I don't know if the Tigers were willing to give the opt-outs, but it's one of these things where I think that, yeah, in a perfect world for Alex Bregman, he's going to want to get the long-term deal. He's getting into his 30s. So anytime you get into your 30s, you get a little sheepish about getting that long-term deal. All I know is this. Is there a better opportunity to get the long-term deal this year with what has happened in the second half or potentially next year? Or you can still take time and talk with the Red Sox. If I'm the Red Sox, I absolutely engage with them, which they haven't, by the way.
What's the number? If you're the Red Sox, what's the 5-year deal at X whatever?
Man, I think so. He's 31 now. I think that you probably have to go 6 years with a high AAV, right?
So like 6 and 180, 6 and 200.
Yeah.
How high we going
good
with
at,
the
I'm
AAV?
Not good at math.
Six and 180 is $30 million a year.
Yeah.
6 and 240 would be $40 million.
I think that probably you're looking at 30, 35. You know, I mean, this is complete guess.
Six and 210?
If he's leaving 40 on the table, right, you want something close to that. Now, I'll come back to it, though. With Alex Bregman, you have to – if you look at this year for Alex Bregman, you look at the numbers, just the numbers, with a faceless, nameless guy, you're like, good player.
Yeah.
Good player.
Yeah.
But
he's better than that. I've admitted – I've bowed down to the – Ted Johnson was telling me how great he is at everything. And when you see him on a daily basis and you see him in person and you see little things, he's more than the bat – you know, they like to say the back of the baseball card. He's way more than the back of the baseball
card. But here's the problem, Andy. You're right. You're absolutely right. But for an ownership group from another organization to commit long-term at that type of money for Alex Bregman, they're going to have to be convinced of that. And – sometimes that's a tough sell in this day and age of baseball decision making.
Yep.
In other words, like teams will say, if you go by them, I had one executive tell me the other day, is that no team would sign a free agent if you go by the model, right? The model. They keep saying the models. We model this and we model that. No team would sign a free agent because they see none of what Alex Bregman delivers. And by the way, there was at least one, you know, there was people in the Red Sox organization who were like, yeah, you know, we don't need Alex Bregman. Of course you need Alex Bregman. Like, I'm wrong about a lot of things, but I can tell you, I was right about that.
Hey, McFarland, first to you, Bradfo, as always. On the subject of opting out, though, isn't Trevor Story eligible for a possible opt-out, and is that another cause for concern that another vested leader and veteran in the clubhouse could maybe opt out and seek a higher deal after the season?
He can opt out. I would be very surprised if he opts out, number one, because I think he really, really likes it here. I mean, this is his place. And it's a little bit different because now you're getting to an age where if you opt out, I don't think he's getting as good a year as he's had. I don't think he's getting the long-term deal with the high AAV that probably he thinks he's going to get. I think his best scenario is staying here. I might be wrong, and it's amazing that we're talking about him potentially opting out considering what we were left in May. But, yeah, I do think he's going to stick around.
Yeah, it is amazing, but you also have the one name I'll throw out there for these two guys opting out and you what you would offer, do, right? Marcelo Meyer, right?
Isn't yeah, that's
insurance
their,
to both
yeah, absolutely,
positions?
Absolutely. And you see, I was thinking about this the other day about Christian Campbell. Where's Christian Campbell going to play? And
great question.
Yeah. So Brian Abraham has said he's not really, like, first base isn't really a thing. I mean, he might play there once in a while, but he cited how second base, his defensive metrics last year, really measured out well. It's like they fell in love with him at second base, and obviously that's where he started. Now he has a lot of work to do, but if you play that out, well, okay. All right, Trevor Story, you want to opt out? We got Meyer at short. We got Christian Campbell at second. That's our backup plan.
Bregman at third, as long as they both don't.
Yeah, well, Bregman's the one you can't replace.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
Browns
why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.